be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked in the place where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came, stood in their midst, and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord, and he said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is Pentecost. It is the birthday of the church. There are presently 31 million, try to get your arms around that number, 31 million former Catholics in the United States of America, and they're never coming back. And I see the church facing three major crises that if we do not address them, in another 10 years, there will be another 31 million former Catholics. And I love the church too much to just stand idly by and be silent. First of these is women. We can no longer continue to exclude women from leadership positions and decision-making in the church. We no longer live in a patriarchal society. I can bring things to the table that a woman cannot. A woman can bring things to the table that I cannot. And together we complement one another and make this a better and a richer church. But this idea of continuing to exclude them is absurd. I have said this before, if a woman had been involved in the decision-making process when this abuse scandal first occurred, it would never have happened, because a woman would have blown the lid off of it after the first reported allegation. The American bishops will meet in Baltimore this week to vote on a constitution to police themselves. This comes in the face of the disgraced former Cardinal Teddy McCarrick's actions, and then the news out of Wheeling, West Virginia in the past 2 weeks. Wheeling is one of the poorest areas in the country, and yet the Diocese of Wheeling is one of the wealthiest in the country. And it has been discovered that that bishop spent millions and millions of dollars chartering private jets, taking he and his friends to exotic, expensive resorts around the world. He spent $4.2 million renovating the bishop's mansion, and he would go to the Vatican and hand cardinals and other high-ranking prelates envelopes full of cash. And a handful of American bishops are proposing in the draft of that constitution that there be a lay review board, and the resistance is unbelievable. And if this does not emerge in the final constitution, with a lay voice and the voice of women at the highest level of evaluating bishops' activities, then it simply continues to be an old boys' club, and it's going to blow up one more time in our face. Secondly, our entire theology of human sexuality is wrong. It continues to be based on the 4th-century theology of St. Augustine. Augustine saw a dichotomy between the body and the soul, the flesh and the spirit, and he said they were constantly at tension with one another. They're not at tension with one another. They operate together to make a whole person. Augustine went on to say that every act of intimacy between a man and a woman is for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is the procreation of children. And he went on to say that any pleasure that is derived from that is at least mildly sinful. It's absurd to continue thinking that way today. The intimacy between a man and a woman strengthens and deepens your relationship. It makes you more vulnerable to one another. You should be teaching us about human sexuality, not us teaching you about it. We continue to demonize people who God created gay. I have no right to demonize anyone. All of us are God's creatures, and we need to embrace one another and support one another and make the world better for one another rather than demonizing each other. And thirdly, our children. They're your children, and you know them better than I do. They're good people, they're moral, they're ethical, they care about others, but they're not here because there's a disconnect between what happens here and where they are, and we're doing nothing to resolve it. Father Mike DeMartinez has a mass for teenagers every Sunday night at Blessed Sacrament Church. It's mobbed and it's full of kids who always want to be there. Tonight, he is going to receive 11 teenagers into the church. Now that's a church that's alive. And unfortunately, it's all too rare an occasion today. I stand at this altar every week and marvel at the number of you young people who are here with your infants, your little children, your babies. I don't think you have any idea of how you fill the rest of us with hope. I love this church, and unless we do something about these three major issues, I'm afraid that we will face another 31 million former Catholics, and we cannot stand by quietly and allow that to happen. Amen.